Welcome to Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky from DrEricZ.com, and I'm on a mission to helping you and your family live the abundant life.
Sing with the crowd, celebrate, cause good things are coming, new opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up, drop the sorrow, no regrets now.
Hello, welcome everyone to episode number 5 of Biblical Health Radio. This is your host, Dr. Eric Selinsky. And today, in honor of the holiday season that's approaching us, I want to talk about healthy holidays. And specifically, what I want to do is I want to cover some information that I shared in an ebook that I just wrote on my website about Thanksgiving and how to really live healthy and happy and be prosperous during this season. But don't think this is just for Thanksgiving. This information is literally timeless, and it goes through all your holidays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate. Keep these principles in mind. And for those of you who haven't downloaded my ebook, you can get it for free by going to DrEricZ.com/Thanksgiving. Again, that's DrEricZ.com/Thanksgiving. Just join my list. Get the ebook and start practicing this info, because I'm telling you, it can help save you and your family a lot of heartache. When my world changed, when I accepted Christ back in 2003, I decided to be very non-negotiable when it came to my health, meaning I wasn't just going to sacrifice my health to please other people. You know, when Paul says, I won't eat meat if it's going to cause someone to stumble, that's one thing. Yet to say, well, I'm going to eat this sort of thing because someone might stumble, is another if it affects your health. And I want to empower you with that. I want to empower you that your number one responsibility, your accountability, is first and foremost God, and it's not to other people. And that's important to remember, because if you have food sensitivities, food allergies, if you're on a new diet, if you have a different way of life, you don't have to throw it out the window this Thanksgiving and this upcoming Christmas holiday season. You don't have to do it. And so with that, we're going to talk about that today, because it is crucial to keep these top 5 healthy holiday habits in mind. First and foremost, you know, let's sit back and relax. We're going to talk a little bit about stress reduction, because unfortunately, this time of the year brings a gamut of emotions. You know, being raised in a very hot-tempered Sicilian household, I've been in attendance, never really part of one, because I was always younger, and thank God I had the sense not to really do it. But I've been part of family functions that they were literally meltdown. We're talking screaming at the top of the lungs, kind of just volatile behavior during the holidays. We're talking Christmas Day, New Year's Day. And this is sort of the thing that I was raised with. And you know what? This was always normal to me. And when I talk to other people, believe it or not, this is normal for other people as well. And you ask therapists, social workers, medical professionals, whomever it might be, ask them, you know, when is alcoholism or depression or suicide, when do the statistics show that it's most rampant? And oftentimes it's during the holidays. And there are so many reasons why. Unfortunately, instead of bringing joy, the peace, the love that these holidays are designed to bring, a lot of times they bring the exact opposite. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about boosting immunity. This is not a time to just throw away your health. It really isn't. There is no cheating in biblical health, abundant life, lifestyle. And when people ask me, oh, do you cheat, or what do you do when you want to cheat, assuming that I do, my answer is always, well, I don't cheat. I have a way of life. And I say, well, let's take it to the extreme. I go, do you cheat and shoot up with heroin or maybe do cocaine? And they look at me like I'm crazy, deer in the headlights every time I do it. And I go, well, it's the same thing. To me, sugar is a narcotic. It's just as bad as cocaine. It's just as bad. It's actually 8 times more addictive than cocaine and heroin, right? And so to me, I don't have the opportunity to cheat. I don't cheat at all. I live a way to honor God, and I love the food that I eat, and I eat the food that I love, and it's tasty and healthy, and praise God for it. So we do not want to throw that away. And we also don't want to throw away our movement, our exercise regimen, and just remembering that, especially when the weather gets colder outside, we just can't be couch potatoes. So we got to work out smarter, not just harder. Now, this is something, number four of the top five healthy holiday habits. Number four, bring your own food. Boy, oh boy, this is a controversial one. We're going to really dig into this. And then number five, be thankful. So again, just to repeat, here are my top five healthy holiday habits. Number one, sit back and relax. Number two, boost immunity. Number three, work out smarter, not just harder. Number four, BYOF. Bring your own food. Number five, be truly thankful. Okay, healthy holiday habit number one, sit back and relax. Here's the thing. From what we have seen, according to the American Psychological Association, more than 30% of women and 20% of men find themselves comfort eating to manage the stress in their lives. Now, we could go into many different reasons why. Some people go to alcohol, other people go to narcotics, other people go to pornography, other people go to whatever. That's a big percentage. That's a significant portion of our people that are going to food to comfort eat. And oftentimes, these aren't cruciferous vegetables and cancer-fighting foods. This is the junk, the processed this, the fast food that, the sugar-filled God knows what it might be. So for me, my healthy holiday tip is it's important to be proactive against mental duress before it becomes an issue and starts to affect your health. And this includes taking measures to combat anxiety, depression, loneliness, and especially stress. So to me, there are seven key ways to manage the holiday stress that oftentimes come upon us. Number one, seek out support. Whether it's from a trusted friend or a trained professional, sometimes the best stress reliever is talking to someone. Number two, chiropractic adjustments. Believe it or not, chiropractic adjustments have been clinically shown to reduce physical, emotional, and mental stressors at the clinical level. It's very interesting. Number three, burst training. We're going to talk more about that later, but high-intensity interval training is one of the most effective ways of really exercising, but also managing stress. Number four, fellowship and positive communication. This is interesting. How to avoid negative, emotionally draining interactions before they get to you. Now, let's say you're at a family function and you have Uncle So-and-so there who always knows how to get under your skin. Or maybe you see Aunt So-and-so or even a brother or a sister or even your parent, God forbid. Let's say these people and you have a history of a past of not necessarily the best communication. There is nothing wrong with just having a healthy separation with that individual. Even though you might be in the same room with them, it doesn't mean you have to sit next to them on the couch and talk about things. If you know that the history says that you might interact in such a way that it might cause you anxiety or stress or whatever it might be. Of course, we can't completely avoid everybody, but having the mindset where, you know what, focus on those interactions and the people in your family and friends at a family function that are life-giving and they love you for who you are and they're not judgmental, I would say you gravitate towards those people. But being prepared so that number five in this healthy holiday tips on how to manage stress, utilizing number five through prayer meditation before you get involved in a potentially stressful situation at a family house, at a family member's home. Focusing on your roots in Christ, solidifying your belief systems that, you know, you are more than a conqueror and that, you know what, maybe someone isn't where you are at spiritually, but you need to love them, forgive them, and if they do something against you, you know what, don't hold it against them. We all are living to the light that we have, and we have to remember we are all under construction. And don't get me wrong, I have some very, very agitating people in my world, in my family especially. And, you know, I just have a healthy separation. And sometimes I will actually turn down or won't go to a household that I know will have a lot of stress or anxiety or interaction, just because why put my family and myself in that situation? Really? Really, why do that? It's not healthy for you. It's not worth it. It isn't. We're not called to please everybody. Remember, your number one obligation is to your God and Heavenly Father, and you're accountable to Him, and you're accountable to your family. And so just so you know, you keep God first in that aspect of every area of your life, and He'll guide you. Number six, you know, some very effective ways to managing healthy holiday stress is through mind-body exercises like stretching, tai chi, yoga. You know, clinically speaking, we have found that these Eastern practices. Now, just so you know, I've gotten a lot of flack from people in the Christian world because I recommend yoga and tai chi. Well, I recommend the exercise. I recommend the physical aspect of it. I'm not asking people to like worship Buddha or Hinduism or follow an Eastern thought or philosophy. If that's what you do, well, you know, that's what you do, and I can respect that. But when I'm doing my biblical health model, honors everything that could be effective, because I believe God inspired people all around the world. And just because something comes from the East doesn't mean it's of the devil. I want to challenge people, because there's a lot of judgmental Christians out there who automatically think, oh, it comes from the East, it's not good. No way. The research is proven solid. Tai Chi and yoga helps release negative mental energy and allows your positive influence to gain from these activities to define how you can approach life and even the holidays. Just good stress-relieving techniques. Always remember, always keep that in mind, whatever it might be. Of course, prayer, meditation, Bible study is always on the top of my list, and stretching and and other ways that you could do it as well. Now, of course, as you've been following me for a while, you're going to hear a lot about essential oils, and that's my number seven way of how to manage the holiday stress is using oils like lavender and rose, vetiver, ylang-ylang, bergamot, chamomile, frankincense. Let me go through these. And I got this list from my buddy, Dr. Josh Axe, and you could go find this on his article, The 7 Best Essential Oils for Anxiety. And they are very much applicable towards all mental situations, stress, depression, you name it. So lavender, you know, in multiple studies, lavender oil actually lowered anxiety in people who watched anxiety provoking films like TV. And, even as they were undergoing coronary artery bypass surgery and even visiting the dentist, just having lavender diffused in that environment really helps people. And I actually know endodontists who utilize this method, especially for people who are going to undergo surgery, oral surgery, which most people have a lot of stress and anxiety about because it's oftentimes very painful and uncomfortable. So utilizing that. Rose essential oil aromatherapy and foot baths have been shown to reduce anxiety in women who are pregnant for the first time, which is interesting. Now, rose is super, uber expensive, and the likelihood of you getting a bottle of rose is slim to none, because it's going to cost you like $300-$500 to get a pure bottle of rose. But there are a lot of blends out there that you could find that are therapeutic grade that has rose in it. So just keep your eyes out for that. It's very beneficial. Now, there's another oil that's much more cost-effective that comes from Haiti that's called vetiver. And vetiver oil has a very tranquil, grounding, and reassuring sense to it. And it's been oftentimes used in trauma, helping people with self-awareness and calming and stabilization. There's even one clinical trial that has shown that vetiver is really a key oil to help counteract symptoms related to ADHD. So number four here in the 7 best essential oils for anxiety, ylang-ylang. You know, ylang-ylang is known for creating just this environment of cheerfulness, courage, optimism, and it can really help soothe fearfulness, which is interesting because ylang-ylang is oftentimes included with maybe some of those love oils, you know, your aromatherapy blends for libido. Well, there's a lot of anxiety and fear related to sexual habits and behaviors for people, and it's no surprise to me that ylang-ylang has been so effective in that world. So number five here, bergamot, which is a citrus oil. You know, all of the citrus oils, like not just bergamot, all of them orange, lemon, lime, grapefruit, all of them have been shown and are very effective time and time again to just work at the limbic system in the mind, in the brain, to promote healthy emotions, decrease stress, boost quality of life. It's very, very encouraging for people. It's almost hard to cut a lemon and just not get a smile on your face when the aromatic volatile organic compounds just reach your nose and you just, wow, what a beautiful smell citrus is, right? So bergamot has been proven to reduce corticosterone response to stress in rats. It's actually been shown that applying blended essential oil that includes bergamot helps in treating depression or anxiety. Right? So number six from this draxe.com list of oils for anxiety, chamomile. Now we know chamomile, Roman chamomile, German chamomile, there's so many different species. Chamomile is a very soothing, calming blend. We've been using chamomile especially for teething on our babies and just to help our babies sleep and for aromatherapy. It helps calm the inner harmony. It decreases irritability, overthinking, anxiety, and worry. Chamomile is extremely healing, and I always recommend that being in your medicine cabinet. And last but not least, and you've heard this and you're going to hear it a lot from me, especially frankincense. You know, if it was good enough for the baby Jesus, it should be good enough for us, right? And frankincense resin, burning frankincense resin, is actually a practice that is known to be very much full in effect today in India. I actually had a privilege of talking to an Indian cancer survivor, and frankincense is known as dhoop, D-H-O-O-P, and you could get it for pennies. You know, she was saying you can get it for pennies by the kilo. They have frankincense resin all over India. And she goes, it's actually part of our culture to burn the frankincense resin every day in our home. And for them, it's a spiritual act of worship. It's incense. They do it to purify their home for cleansing. And we have found that aromatherapy actually has more physiological healing benefits than they could even imagine. Frankincense is great for treating depression, anxiety. It really does create a calming, tranquil energy as aromatherapy. And it can help deepen your meditation. It can help quiet your mind. If you're reading your scriptures, if you're really trying to get into prayer, you know, the reason why many people in ancient Greece utilized charred frankincense resin under their eyes, you know, the prototypical Egyptian eyeliner? Well, for many parts of Egypt, that was frankincense resin. The reason why they did that was, you know, they wanted to experience that enlightenment, to be like gods. And they found that frankincense was great. It had this cellular rejuvenation effect. It would cause the wrinkles under their eyes to go away and help with their vision and help them meditate. Well, we could utilize these principles in the biblical health model just to really stay grounded, because how hard is it to pray and meditate and really stay focused on the Lord with all of the 1,015 million thoughts that are going through our mind, especially during the holidays. So think about that. So healthy holiday habit number two, let's transition into boosting immunity and removing toxins. Because, you know, according to a recent report in CNN Health, flu season reaches its height in late fall and early winter. This is because viruses circulate better in the colder weather, not because you go outside with your hair wet, like my mom used to tell me. And that came from Dr. Philip Turno from, he's the director of microbiology and immunology at NYU Langone Medical Center. So my healthy holiday tip regarding immunity is it is very important, like stress, to be proactive against immunity stressors and pathogens during cold and flu season. And very similar to what we just discussed, a lot of the same things that help with stress also help with boosting immunity. And we'll, again, chiropractic adjustments, eating healthy, whole food supplements that are good for you, removing toxins, and of course, essential oils. So let's talk a little bit about boosting immunity, because frankincense essential oil is an analgesic, it's an antidepressant, antifungal, anti-inflammatory. There's so many things that it could do as a diuretic or expectorant, a sedative. What we have found is frankincense can actually help build and maintain a healthy immune system. It promotes cellular health, and it can even reduce, like we talked about the Egyptians, the appearance of scars and stretch marks. Well, how do you use it? Well, you could actually dilute some frankincense, put over your temples, or rub along your spine for nervous system balancing. You could put a drop in maybe some water or even with a teaspoon of coconut oil because that'll help dilute it. You could just take that orally. Some people have found that putting some oil diluted over their heart or again over their spine is very effective at combating the stress. And of course, we've heard time and time again for cancer, people putting diluted frankincense over tumors on their animals, on themselves. It's pretty profound what can happen. Another essential oil that could be very effective during the holiday season for immunity is lemon. We've already talked about lemon being an antidepressant, but it is a fantastic disinfectant, antiseptic, antiviral, antifungal. It really encourages the elimination of waste. It could reduce constipation, ease arthritis, and could be very invigorating and refreshing as it tones your heart, kidneys, liver, and pancreas. I personally, and right now what I'm doing is I love my lemon. I just like putting a drop in my water. I like getting unflavored sparkling water, put a drop, and that's my version of soda, right? I don't do sodas. I don't do any of that stuff. Even the natural ones, they all have sugar in it. There's very, very few that are actually sweetened with stevia. Only without erythritol or other grain alcohols, and I'm not a big fan of. So I just like making my own stuff. So you could diffuse your lemon in your room, clean your counters with a diluted solution of lemon with just water. Very simple, very effective, right? Fill up a spray bottle and add 15, 20 drops of lemon, and that's your disinfectant, right? You can even, again, like I was sharing about taking it internally. Hey, you know what? A lot of folks just love a little bit of honey, a little bit of lemon, a little bit of cinnamon. Done deal. That's a great medicine. And that's something that I give my kids and I to be proactive. And they think it's candy. They think it's kind of sugar, which it is. Honey is very good for you, raw honey, but it's very healing as well. If you get really ambitious, you can make an immunity blend. One of my favorite immunity blends, I like to add, again, lemon. But you can add orange, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and even rosemary. You add this together in equal amounts, or you can play around with it. Again, there are so many different recipes. I always encourage people to figure out what works for you. What works for me isn't going to work for you for sure. But, you know, here again, orange, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, rosemary, lemon, they're fantastic. Mix them together. And I would say start with equal portions of each in a bottle. So maybe put 5 drops of each of them in a bottle and see what you think. See how it smells. See how it tastes, right? Put some in a diluted teaspoon of coconut oil, have a drop and say, oh, maybe I might need a little bit more of this, more of that. Whatever works for you. You could diffuse this in a room to eliminate your airborne pathogens. Just add like 4 to 5 to 6 different drops of that. And I'm telling you something, airborne pathogens have been shown clinically to be annihilated, even the flu virus, with an immunity blend like this. And that's in the research, folks. You can, again, just like I shared with lemon, dilute it in a spray bottle to clean your doorknobs and your telephones and other community surfaces, diluting and gargling. That's great. I just had a sore throat. We're battling with a lot of mold where I'm from in Georgia, just over the top rains and creating a lot of mold. And I've developed a mold sensitivity that I'm reversing by God's grace with homeopathic and essential oils. And I love my gargling. Just put a couple drops in a glass of water, gargle that up. It's fantastic. You could take several drops of this blend in a gel capsule, and it's really nice. It's really tasty. If you have a sensitive esophagus especially, you can put, I would say, no more than 2 drops in a capsule once or twice a day to boost your immunity, because there's a lot of antioxidants and a lot of power in this. And one thing too, because it has that pumpkin pie type of spice-ish to it, I love it with honey. Just a drop with a spoonful of honey. I'm telling you, that is medicine. What I like to do too is I really like to mix it with coconut oil. I found that, you know, when you put these oils in water or straight in honey, it could still kind of burn. It could still create sensitization or sensitivity. So I like to add a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of honey, and just a drop or two of this. And that's my medicine, folks. Love it, love it. So what's number 3? Healthy holiday habit number 3, working out smarter, not just harder. You know, and we just don't do it for the pie. We're not just doing it so we can eat more food, you know, because we have found that hormones like leptin and ghrelin are out of balance, oftentimes in people who don't have a very healthy lifestyle and don't eat well. And what this causes And think about this. When I list these six or seven symptoms or signs, are you affected by any of them? If you are, it might be because your hormones, which are called leptin, which is a long-term regulatory hormone of energy balance, and it suppresses food. Basically, it makes you feel full. Or ghrelin, the hormone that initiates meal consumption and contributes to weight gain. This is something that's unusually high alert now when folks have the munchies, or they're just like, they're not satisfied after their second or third helping. Their ghrelin is not balanced. So do you ever experience fatigue? Do you ever have unhealthy food cravings? Often, right? Do you tend to snack between meals? You know, are you not full after you eat? Like if you eat a good plate of food, do you still want more? Do you not recognize your body doesn't say, oh, I've had enough? Are you tempted to overeat? Have you been gaining weight? If any of these six signs or symptoms are part of your world right now, it very well could be because of a hormone imbalance. But they can be controlled naturally, primarily, believe it or not, through stress management and exercise. So to help you stay fit, and to promote positive eating habits, I really encourage high-intensity interval training, which is essentially this. You work out for 12 to 15 minutes. That's it. That's it. And you could do a variety of things. My buddy Josh Axe, he has draxe.com. He has this Burst Fit program. It's fantastic. It's basically working as, for example, let's say you're doing cardio as an example. You're at the track. You sprint as hard as you can for 30 to 45 seconds. And then immediately you walk for, let's say, a minute. And then right after that minute of walking, you sprint again for 30 to 45 seconds at intense maximum capacity. And then after your 45 seconds, you walk or you do a light jog. You could do this back and forth for virtually every exercise. Weight training, swimming, jumping jacks, it doesn't matter. It's basically the intensity that we're finding creates a maximum cardio output, and it produces fantastic hormone balance, weight loss, fat loss, and it's just great for you. And of course, there's essential oils that you could use to help you exercise. You know, out of Iran, there have been some studies, and it's interesting. A lot of the studies that we see in oils are done in other countries. But in Iran, there was a fantastic study about college athletes literally just taking a drop of oil in their mouth, like peppermint, straight in their mouth. Or if there's any sort of sensitivity, you could put a drop of peppermint in, let's say, a teaspoon of coconut oil, or some people like it in their water. That improved athletic performance. It's really profound. And how did it do it? Well, a variety of ways. It decreases blood pressure and increases the respiratory rate because the bronchioles start to open. People start to breathe better. In a sense, it's like legal blood doping. That's what Lance Armstrong got in trouble for. Because if you can create more blood in your body by breathing deeper, having heavier breaths in a good way, not because you're hyperventilating, but having good deep breaths, that produces more oxygen, and that oxygen just feeds your body with energy. So I have found a nice respiratory blend that you can include peppermint, lemon again, rosemary, tea tree, eucalyptus. These very much cleanse and soothe the airways, open them up. And you could apply that, dilute it, right? Dilute it with some coconut oil. Apply it topically over your chest, over your neck, on the back of your neck. You can inhale that deeply during, you know, before you exercise, have that aromatherapy kick in. Right before you exercise, put it on your chest like you would like a Vicks vapor rub. And I'm telling you something, you will notice. If you do this regularly, you will start to notice your recovery will be faster, and especially if you're doing high-intensity interval training. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And if you're doing intense workout, whether it's CrossFit or something else, you know, utilizing a recovery blend, it can be very effective too. And what is a good recovery blend? Well, this is something that you would actually put on your muscles afterwards, because oftentimes we get sore, you know, our lactic acid is kicking, and we always want to drink a lot of water after we exercise to flush that lactic acid out. Some people find magnesium supplements help. But I like wintergreen, peppermint, chamomile, helichrysum, lavender, marjoram, basil, rosemary. These are great oils that you can combine. Make your own recovery blend. And no, keep this in mind. Wintergreen has a chemical constituent called methyl salicylate, which essentially it's like aspirin, because aspirin is a synthetic version of it. And you can apply this diluted directly over your achy joints, rub on your muscles before and or after your high intensity interval training to really reduce discomfort. This is also good for headaches, sprains, strains, inflammation, even associated with viruses. Always remember, because these oils are very effective and they're very volatile, that you want to always use a carrier oil, okay? Because you don't want to burn yourself, especially the wintergreen and the other ones. So to wrap this up, healthy holiday tip number 4 is pretty controversial for a lot of folks because it can create a potential stressful situation. Yet, what do you do when you have a special dietary concern and you know that the home you're going to go to will not accommodate or they can't? So number 4 is bring your own food. So you ask yourself, Dr. Z, how do I stay in my personalized meal plan if all the food at the holiday party is full of stuff I can't eat? Just telling you, BYOF, bring your own food. And here's how, you know, I've done it the wrong way. I have, and I've gotten myself in really not good situations because of my own just ignorance, not sensitivity. I wasn't caring. I was more, at the time, younger and more just self-centered. And I'm just like, well, I don't care what other people think. I'm going to do what I do. And that's not the way you want to approach this. You know, you want to approach this in love. You want to approach this with humility, because the truth is this: if you really have a food allergy, are you telling me that someone who is a host or a hostess of a family get together is going to be offended if you don't eat a certain dish because you have an allergy to it? We're at such a point in our society where people, I think, are getting over the top sensitive to all these different allergies and even food sensitivities. All right. So for me, here's what I recommend. It's just five easy steps. Number one, call your host or hostess and let them know that you have a very specific food sensitivity and you're on a special diet and you will be bringing your own dish. I would, number two, ensure them that they do not need to feel burdened with your food requirements. And so you're not asking them to make you food. Right? You just want to spend time with them and love them and enjoy the holiday. So that's what we do. We just call them, say, hey, you know, our kids are on a special diet. Just so you know, we're going to bring your own food. And please don't feel like you have to make anything for us. It's just something that we have to be on. They have a lot of food sensitivities and allergies. And you know what? Don't worry. We just love you and we just want to spend time with you. We don't want to put any stress on you. Okay? And leave it at that. I mean, there virtually no one that's going to give you a hard time when you go at it that way. Because what can they say? I mean, what can they say? What, your kid isn't allergic? You're not sensitive to this? No, this is it. And especially if you have a health condition that you're on a special diet, you can always say, you know what, my doctor has recommended me to do this, or my health coach has recommended me to do this. Just know that you have a reason for what you're doing. You're not trying to be difficult. And here's key. This is absolutely key. What do you do next? At the party, don't make a fuss about what you're doing. Simply eat your food and enjoy the fellowship. Don't be bragging about your awesome pumpkin pie that's gluten-free, that's dairy-free, casein-free, sugar-free. Just eat your food. And if someone asks you, tell them. But you don't want to draw that attention yourself, because it could really make your host or hostess feel, insecure or not like they did a good enough job. Because I had that experience. Someone felt, well, I'm the hostess. I feel responsible to make you feel comfortable. But that's not the case. It's not their fault that you have a different diet than them, right? So you don't want to put any pressure on that. And you know what? Here, really most important of all, if you have certain weaknesses, right? Let's say pumpkin pie is your nemesis. Make sure you bring a good version of it. You know, it's so easy now to get a gluten-free pie crust. And pumpkin pie is so simple to make. So, you know, a can of pumpkin, a can of coconut milk, a little bit of stevia, a couple eggs, done. I mean, it's really easy to make. And so you could do this stuff, but make sure you bring alternatives. Because if not, and you're hungry, or you see everyone scarfing down the whipped cream and the pumpkin pie, and you're like, oh, I want some of that. You know, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're going to fall, you know? So make sure you have good alternatives. And if you do struggle with unhealthy cravings, remember the burst training can help, and also essential oils. And there's a healthy craving blend that I recommend. And you can mix cinnamon, clove, ginger, grapefruit, orange, and peppermint. And a lot of these oils have been shown to balance your blood sugar, which is a key contributor to obesity and weight gain and unhealthy cravings. It helps promote a healthy metabolism, a robust metabolism. Helps manage these hunger cravings. It can even calm your stomach and lift your mood. And oftentimes these act as a diuretic stimulant and they're calorie free. So you don't have to worry about it. So what do? You can add some of that to your water. If you're at a family function, you should be utilizing aromatherapy before you get into the car. Or, hey, let's say this is at your home and you're hosting the event. Well, these are great. Cinnamon and clove and orange. I mean, these are fantastic holiday smells. So you could put that in your diffuser as you invite people. You can even add a couple drops to your morning shake or even to your cranberry sauce if you want that. You know, folks, there's so many different ways. So many different ways to curb those unhealthy cravings. Because again, you want to be empowered that, yeah, you can eat healthy and tasty and live the life that you're called to live in Christ during the holidays. And so last of all, my number 5 healthy holiday habit is be truly thankful. You know, the Dalai Lama says this, the roots of all goodness lie in the soil of appreciation for goodness. And W. Clement Stone says it this way, if you are really thankful, what do? You share light to the world, being a salt to the earth, being fresh, just a fresh breath of air for people that when they know when they come to you, they're going to get a positive outlook. They're going to get love. They're going to get gratitude. They're going to get empathy. They're going to get sympathy. They know that you're a soft place to land. You know, this is more than just going to a soup kitchen and serving someone's physical needs. It's really being there when it counts. And that, I'm telling you, is what people are going to remember. They're not going to remember what gift you're going to buy them for Christmas 20 years from now, but they're going to remember when they had a trauma, when they had an event that they needed someone, they called you and you were there for them and you listened and you loved them. So to be truly thankful, share the gift that you are. You are a gift to the world. And I'm convinced of this, the world will never be what it should be, what it can be, until you and I start following God's design for our life and shining our gift into the world. So praise the Lord. Folks, I want to bless you to have a very blessed and thankful Thanksgiving. And I want to leave you with the words that Paul spoke to the Corinthians church when he said, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him, you have been enriched in every way. So with that, as always, my hope and prayer is that you and your family will live a healthy, abundant life, and especially during the holiday season. God bless. Bye-bye. Opportunities are at the door. Hold your head up, drop the sorrow, no regrets now.